This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day despite the fact that according to CNBC, the business station related to NBC, of course, the 30-year mortgage rate, which was 5.5% a week ago, has now surged to 6.28%. That's not up to the level of the Carter administration in those days of stagflation. But my goodness, you think about what that means to a young family or any family trying to buy a house or a condominium or anything. That's a very, very major difference in what you can afford and how you can make it happen. 1-800-955-1776. And the idea of the Biden administration in terms of making things better, and which is why this is going to be an election that comes up, that it's a primary day today in states like Maine and Nevada, and there's a primary election in Texas and South Dakota, and really very South Carolina. There are states all over the country that are having primary elections to set the table for this November, which is looking more and more like it could be a very one-sided election. But Joe Biden has a novel idea for actually dealing with a skyrocketing inflation. Okay? Here's the President of the United States about something he says he's deadly earnest about. Listen, this is clip 17.
All I'm asking is for the largest corporations and the wealthiest Americans to begin to pay their fair share in taxes. I'm deadly earnest. Anybody out there think the tax system is fair? Raise your hand. Look, under my plan, I made this commitment in the beginning and nothing's changed. No one making less than $400,000 a year will pay a single solitary penny more in federal taxes. Nobody.
But how is it supposed to help inflation if that's the problem? To raise taxes on anybody and to go after, this is one of the favorite rhetorical tricks they have is to make believe that big companies don't pay any taxes. That simply isn't true. And I'll tell you something else that isn't true. Is Karine Jean-Pierre, the new White House press secretary, she was on with Don Lemon on CNN. And she basically had suggested that the economy had turned around under Biden, but in a good way. Listen to the way she explained it. This is clip 8.
He has made this his top economic priority as we're talking about inflation, as we're talking about the economy. Like, we have to remember where this country was more than a year ago when he walked into office. The economy was not in a great place. Schools were closed. Businesses were closed. We didn't have a comprehensive COVID strategy. And what he ended up doing was meet that moment, pass the American Rescue Plan. Only Democrats passed that plan. He signed it. It was his plan. And now we're seeing an economy that's bouncing back.
Okay. The average price of gas when Biden took office was actually $2.39 a gallon, not $5 a gallon. And inflation was 1.4% when Biden took office, not the close to 10% that we have right now. And Karine Jean-Pierre, the White House press secretary, actually got a little bit upset with a question from Don Lemon about the president's stamina and staying power. Listen. 8.5.
Does the president have the stamina, physically and mentally, do you think, to continue on even after 2024?
Don, you're asking me this question. Oh, my gosh. He's the president of the United States. You know, I can't even keep up with it. We just got back from New Mexico. We just got back from California. That is not a question that we should be even asking. Just look at the work that he does. Look what how he's delivering for the American public. Look, that article that we're talking about is hearsay, it's salacious. That's not what we care about. We care about how are we going to deliver for the American people? How are we going to make their lives better? That's what the president talks about. That is his focus. And that's where we're going to continue to focus on.
Okay. Right. One thing he doesn't have to focus on is running against Bernie Sanders again. There had been lots of conversation about Bernie Sanders running for president. He had always said he would run if Biden didn't run. He has now gone beyond that. He said if Biden runs, he will support Biden for re-election. That's good news. Are there other Democrats who are making that commitment in advance? Yes, certainly. I don't believe that Elizabeth Warren has. And again, she is one of those people who has some strained feelings with Bernie Sanders anyway. Concerning this whole idea about big corporations not paying anything in taxes, Walmart pays billions of dollars as tax to the federal government. This year, Walmart paid $6.585 billion as income tax. In 2020, Walmart paid much less, $4.915 billion. And in 2019, it paid less than that. So this entire idea, Elon Musk paid about $11 billion in taxes in 2021. And they say Amazon is the best actor of tax avoidance, having paid a 12% effective tax rate between 2010 and 2018, in contrast with the 35% corporate tax rate in the U.S. during the same period. But Amazon countered that it had a 24% effective tax rate during that same period. I mean, part of it was that Amazon's done very well during the pandemic, obviously. Everybody was ordering stuff at home. But the entire idea that raising taxes is a good idea, and that's what the market needs right now. There's a good piece in National Review, Inflation is Here to Stay, is the title of it. And what it talks about is, so what should be done? And they actually look particularly at the legislators, at the political side. So far as the administration and legislators are concerned, our best advice for now is, as so often, not to make matters worse than they already are. Raising taxes on, quote, the rich will do nothing to put out the inflationary fire. Hiking corporate taxes would discourage investment in new productive capacity, a perverse move at a time of mismatched supply and demand. Witch hunts in pursuit of alleged price gouging are as destructive as they are absurd, and now is the worst possible time, there's no good time, to switch the focus of antitrust enforcement away from the goal of consumer welfare and towards an ideological crusade against some of America's most efficient companies. Yet another assault on the supply side, the increase in the regulatory burden imposed on corporations since Joe Biden took office, should be halted and ideally put into reverse. Meanwhile, what about the primaries today and the chance of turning a blue state read today. We'll talk about that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Entertain your brain.
This show is very entertaining.
Every day on the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, one of the things that is not a good or healthy sign about the United States of America, and you can't blame Joe Biden for it, you can't blame the Republicans for it, you can't blame the Democrats for it, you've got to blame, well, the whole darn country right now. This headline is so disturbing to me. It says police get death threats over Patriot Front arrests. And this was, they were doing a pride, not even a pride parade. It was a pride picnic in the park to support the LGBTQ plus community in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. And way up in northern Idaho, beautiful part of the country and beautiful lake. And okay, fine. A very small LGBTQ plus community. They had about 50 people out for the pride celebration, Pride in the Park, they called it. And there were 31 other people from out of town, almost all of them, who came there, and they all were arrested over conspiracy to riot, because they were driving over to the Pride Park, and they actually had documents the police found them with that indicated some of their plans for a riot against the Pride celebration. I mean, honestly, I gotta confess, I think that some of the Pride and the June being a Pride month, that it's a little bit overstated, maybe, but the idea of now police having to intervene to stop a riot in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, and the police get death threats. The police department received 149 phone calls yesterday about the arrests, including one from as far away as Norway. He said they were 50-50 split between local calls of support for the police and anonymous angry calls from those upset about the arrests who threatened consequences for what the police had done. The police chief confirmed that users on far-right social media platforms have doxed Coeur d'Alene officers, publicly identifying them and publishing personal information about them and their families online. The other 50% who are completely anonymous, he said, who want nothing more than to scream and yell at us and use really choice words, offer death threats against myself and other members of the police department and our families merely for doing our jobs. At least one person who was not a member of the media showed up to Monday's conference to falsely claim the group detailed by police were actually members of the FBI. His words echoed a conspiracy theory that has been making its way around the internet. The police chief quickly shut down the accuser. To be very clear here, there were not law enforcement officers that we arrested, White said. These were members of the hate group Patriot Front. And the idea that this is still going on, and the members of Patriot Front, and you can see them, there are 31 of them, and they had shin guards and body armor and a smoke grenade and other things to have a wonderful time in the park on what was a very pleasant and sunny Saturday in Coeur d'Alene. It says that apparently they were notified, the police, by a tipster that these people were all loading into a van wearing T-shirts as uniforms that have Patriot Front on it. It's identified as a white supremacist group that started in Texas and is estimated to have a few hundred adherents right here in the state of Washington. A couple of those people were up there at Coeur d'Alene. Among those arrested was a 22-year-old Spokane man who has direct ties to On Fire Ministries, a Spokane church whose senior pastor is former state representative Matt Shea, who was found by a state house commission investigation to have planned and participated in domestic terrorism. Shea was participating in an anti-LGBTQ march through downtown Coeur d'Alene on Saturday when news of the Patriot Front arrests first broke, according to Schmidt and Devin Burkhardt, director of the Seattle-based Institute for Research and Education in Human Rights. I mean, really, given some of the challenges we have in the economy and people getting along. Do we really need more of this? Is this helpful in any way with the death threats? And then this headline also directly in the Seattle Times, a three in a Puyallup family face charges for January 6th actions. Three members of a Puyallup family have been charged with a series of misdemeanors for their alleged role in the January 6th insurrection, including counts of destruction of government property, disorderly conduct, and participating in acts of violence in the U.S. Capitol. And you read this, you feel sorry for these people. You can't help it. Kevin M. Cronin, who's 51, and his two sons, 29-year-old Kevin M. Cronin II and 25-year-old Dylan Riley Cronin, were arrested yesterday on warrants issued by the U.S. District Court in Washington, D.C. They later appeared before U.S. Magistrate Judge Teresa Frick in Tacoma, where they were appointed counsel. According to the charges, the trio traveled from Seattle to Washington, D.C. on January 6th, where they attended then-President Donald Trump's Stop the Steal rally. Then they marched up to the U.S. Capitol, where they entered, along with hundreds of other rioters, in a failed attempt to prevent Congress from certifying the election. The documents indicate the brothers were members of the Washington Army National Guard. Thank you for your service. The elder Cronin is identified as an employee of the U.S. Postal Service. Also, thank you for your service. Their alleged movements and actions are outlined in a 29-page complaint. One series of photographs shows a man identified as Dylan Cronin wearing a body armor plate carrier vest and a red Make America Great Again ball cap, kicking a door in the Senate wing of the Capitol at approximately 2:12 p.m. Moments later, according to the complaint, open source video captured a person believed to be Dylan using a piece of lumber to break the lower right pane of glass in a window to the right of the exterior Senate wing door, and it goes on. There's no question here. If you are apparently a solid citizen, a guy's a member of the National Guard, how do you think it's going to work out well for you to start smashing windows and bashing down doors at the U.S. Capitol? What are you thinking? What's the plan? What's the consequence? 1-800-955-1776. Again, you have to feel sorry, not just for some of these individuals, but for the country. There's more on that. President Trump's response, it's 12 pages long, to the hearings yesterday. We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News, I'm Victor Paul. On Monday, California Democratic Congresswoman Zoe Lofgren told the Congressional Committee investigating the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol that testimony from former Attorney General Bill Barr will confirm then-President Trump's fraudulent election night claims.
Mr. Barr will tell us that Mr. Trump's election night claims of fraud were made without regard to the truth and before it was even possible to look for evidence of fraud.
The investigation resumes on Wednesday. Wall Street opened the trading week with more losses, and the S&P 500 has fallen to a bear market level. The most recent bear market for the S&P ran from February 19th through March 23rd of 2020. The index fell 34% in that one-month period, the shortest bear market ever. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID four times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had two clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Michael Medved Show, the Hill newspaper, website actually, has a headline, Trump releases 12-page response to January 6th hearing. We will get to that in just a moment. Let me go first to John in Los Angeles. John, you're on the Medved Show.
Hey, talking about those goofballs that got arrested up in Idaho at the Pride Park, whatever they were doing. I'm not a conspiracy guy, like, at all, but didn't some of those arrests seem a little fishy when you saw the pictures? I mean, you saw these guys, what cops line up all these people? They let them wear their headgear, their face mask, they let them keep those on. They handcuff them with zip ties, and they still have their megaphone strapped around their shoulder. And that doesn't happen.
Again, I think, and what also was striking to me is the number of them were down on their knees, if you're trying to arrest 31 people, they probably didn't have 31 cops there. And they don't know the level to which they're going to resist arrest. They got a pretty moderate bail. They got a $300 bail for each one, and these are people, most of them, who came from out of state. They represented those 31 people, 11 different states. So what do you think, why do you think that created such strange imagery, which I will admit did look unusual? What do you think was going on?
I don't want to take a position on it, because I'm not a conspiracy guy, but it just seemed awful silly the way they were arrested, and certainly not conforming to what law enforcement would usually do with a crowd like that. So I don't know, but it just seems very weird, which means that it seems like there certainly could be something weird going on.
Well, I think what's going on that's weird. What's going on that's weird is, and they the police chief and some of the other people involved with the arrests said that part of what they were trying to do by acting so decisively when they got a tip about these guys, all 31 guys jammed in a U-Haul and heading over to the Pride in the Park celebration, that they wanted to discourage more white supremacy, more far-right organizations. This is a group called the Patriot Front. And by the way, they're wearing uniforms. They're all wearing khaki pants and blue T-shirts and that have Patriot Front on them. And I think that, look, what's going on here is the cops, as much as anything, trying to discourage this. We're trying to embarrass these people. And they do look ridiculous because they're wearing the... regulation that they're all wearing the same caps and T-shirts, and they have their hands zip tied. They're not cuffed. They're zip tied behind them, and they're on their knees. And this is not exactly the ferocious, manly look I think that the Patriot Front participants were actually going for. Hey, John, I appreciate your call, and I think that. That part of what is going on here is that between the Patriot Front and the people who are sponsoring the Pride in the Park, what exactly are the Patriot Front people trying to do? In other words, how does this go? And this goes to the same kind of question that I was asking about January 6th, and the, and John, thanks for your call. The people from Puyallup, Washington, who have been arrested for breaking windows and bashing in doors and storming the Capitol. Again, what grown-ups do is before you do something, you think, what are the consequences of this going to be? How is this going to work out? And can anyone... And honestly, with who is thinking even for a moment, expect that I'm going to break a window in the Capitol building of the United States, in the United States Capitol building, with tons of cops around and tons of other demonstrators, and not have consequences for destroying property? First of all, dangerous to break windows, and obviously you're attacking the U.S. Capitol. What do you think is going to happen? Which brings us to former President Trump yesterday issued a 12-page rebuttal to testimony and evidence presented by a House committee investigating the Capitol riot, accusing Democrats of seeking to distract from a series of domestic issues facing the country. Trump wrote, 17 months after the events of January 6th, Democrats are unable to offer solutions. This was released through his Save America PAC. They are desperate to change the narrative of a failing nation without even making mention of the havoc and death caused by the radical left just months earlier. I think he means the George Floyd riots. Make no mistake, Democrats control the government. They own this disaster. They are hoping that these hearings will somehow alter their failing prospects. In the 12-page document, Trump repeats a handful of disproven claims to assert the 2020 election was stolen from him and rigged in favor of Democrats, including some that were brought up during the testimony by former Trump campaign and administration officials and an executive and leading reporter for Fox News, Bill Steyerwald. Another section asserts President Biden could not have possibly won the states of Pennsylvania, Arizona, or Georgia because he got more black votes and Hispanic votes than former President Obama. Each of those states had performed audits and recounts and found no evidence of widespread fraud. The assumption that Obama, because he is black and because he was a record-breaking candidate, would get necessarily more votes First of all, the population has increased since Obama was a candidate in 2012. And secondly, there was extreme and a hot turnout, very large turnout for black voters this time. And it wasn't because they were so enthusiastic about Biden. It was because for many of those voters, there was negativity about Trump. Trump, in one section, claimed that states such as Pennsylvania and Michigan took additional time after Election Day to count ballots because it was part of an elaborate scheme to ship in fraudulent votes so Biden could erase Trump's narrow lead in those states. Trump, at the end of his 12-page document, which was described over the New York Times as rambling, he said, as we near the midterm elections, we're watching the swamp creatures, swamp capitalized, circle the drain as true Americans step up to replace the corrupt establishment, capital E, with patriots who will fight for our freedoms. The establishment is holding on as tightly as they can to their power. As they watch it slip from their grasp, our country is in a nosedive. Americans are struggling to fill their gas tanks, feed their babies, educate their children, hire employees, order supplies, protect our border from invasion, and a host of other tragedies that are 100% caused by Democrats who obtain power through a rigged election, and the people of our country are both angry and sad. Reasons to be angry and sad. There's a new poll about trans women, that's people who used to be men, competing with other women. Is that popular or disapproved? We'll tell you coming up on the Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
With all due respect, that's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard.
This is the Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You can see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Michael Medved show, there is, for Pride Month, I guess, a series of polls that are fascinating and very surprising about the existence of trans adults and teens and the issue of if you want to play sports, do you play sports if you were born as a male and you become a trans woman? Do you play sports with a woman's team or a men's team? Or or a special team of trans athletes? We will get to that in a moment. There was a fairly remarkable statement by one of my least favorite members of Congress, the progressive Democrat Jamal Bowman of New York, who actually defeated a veteran Democratic congressman who was far more moderate, and Elliot Engel was his name. He was actually not a bad guy for a career Democrat. But in any event, the progressive Democrat Jamal Bowman warned of disastrous consequences, perhaps nation-ending consequences, if the Republicans, as appears extremely likely, go ahead and win the midterm elections coming up in just a couple of weeks. Here is Congressman Bowman speaking on MSNBC. Listen.
What might the GOP do or not do with their newly claimed power?
So the January 6th commission would cease to exist. The findings will be completely suppressed and will not be admitted into any further investigations while the GOP will be in power. They would impeach President Biden as quickly as possible, and they will continue to find ways to impeach him going forward. It would also embolden Republicans and the far right and white nationalists across the country to begin to believe that it is their time to not just take power in the House, but the Senate, the White House, and state houses across the country. And we got to understand that this is a group that has been radicalized by the great replacement myth and many other things, and have been pushing for violence and pushing for even civil war. So that is what's at stake right now in terms of this election.
Okay, can we really name even one member of Congress or one candidate, Republican candidate for Congress, who's pushing for violence in the civil war? Look, I know that Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lorena Bobbitt and Matt Gaetz will say stupid things all the time. It happens. But to say that they're pushing for violence and white supremacy and civil war is just way overstating the case. And when you talk about civil war, one of the other issues that Republicans are supposed to be so troglodytic about, cavemen, is the issue of trans athletes. And there's a big piece in the Washington Post. It says, even as an increasing share of Americans report familiarity with and tolerance for transgender people, most oppose allowing transgender female athletes to compete against other women at the professional, college, and high school level, according to a Washington Post University of Maryland poll. Okay, this is a very big poll, and it's not even close. It's 2-1 that people are against having former men who have transitioned, people like Leah Thomas, that swimmer at the University of Pennsylvania, having them compete with other women. The poll conducted May 4th through 17th among 1,500 people across the U.S. finds 55% of Americans opposed to allowing transgender women and girls to compete with other women and girls in high school sports. Well, that's because when you say they're all just women and girls, there are fundamental differences between people who are born men and transition and people who are, as I say, cisgendered, who are born female. About 3 in 10 Americans said transgender women and girls should be allowed to compete with other women's sports. The poll was taken as an increasing portion of Americans, particularly younger ones, identify as transgender, and the issue of whether transgender females should compete against cisgender women and girls has become a point of social and political debate. A Pew Research Center poll released last week found that 0.6% of Americans identify as transgender, but among people 18 to 29, the share rose to 2%. An additional 1% of Americans said they are non-binary, neither a man nor a woman, or not strictly one or the other, a share that rose to 3% of people 18 to 29. Now, this is remarkable because traditionally that 3% figure, sometimes going up to 4%, that would include everybody who's LGBTQ. And they're saying that this is people who are non-binary, who I guess do count as LGBTQ. Post finds that two-thirds of Americans, 68%, say that transgender girls, again, girls who were formerly men, would have a competitive advantage over other girls if they were allowed to compete with them in youth sports. 30% say neither would have an advantage. How can you say neither would have an advantage? If you have a whole different body build, musculature, and the presence of testosterone. Despite being mostly opposed to their participation in sports, the post-UMD poll finds Americans' general attitudes toward transgender people to be more positive than negative. Fine, that's good. The poll also finds that 40% of Americans say greater social acceptance of transgender people is good for society, while 25% say it is bad for society. It is, and that what they're pointing out here is that it's they believe that transgender familiarity and acceptance could be on a similar trajectory to familiarity with gay and lesbian people a generation ago. The 40% of people saying they personally know someone who is transgendered echoes the share of Americans who said they personally knew someone who was gay and lesbian in a 1992 CBS poll. That figure grew from 42% to 77% in a new CBS News poll. And that, it seems to me, is a reflection of the fact that it's so much more likely that if you do know somebody who in 2010, if you knew somebody who was gay, it was much more likely the person would be open about it. But if you're talking about a poll that was done back in 1992, it was still not quite the kind of situation we have today, where you have massive pride celebrations and people in every line of work, including in the world of politics, are very public about their orientation, about their identity, their gender identification. This entire issue of forcing males who want to compete as females into female athletics is a real problem for people, particularly who have worked so hard to build up female athletics and to make it more open and available to people. That's the whole idea of that Title IX. And the idea that the majority of Americans, when you think about it, would in the name of fairness, and in the name of fairness, what no one has suggested is, okay, if there really are so many trans people for sports in which they particularly want to participate, maybe swimming is one of them, why not allow people to, I don't know how you would work it out, but if there are other trans athletes, then wouldn't that be more fair if the background and the way you are born, the way your body is shaped and that it functions and the musculature and the hormones and all the rest, there is no unfair advantage. It is a fascinating item of many, many, many unsettled items on the national agenda, some of which we'll talk about, like the debate about gun control. Is the new compromise deal, the gun compromise, help Republicans or Democrats more? We'll be talking about that with Doug Schoen and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi everyone, this is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039 or go to Balance7.com. That's Balance7.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.